This time to try to get through the sugyas and try to learn a little bit and try to be, bring a little bit of more simcha back into the world. So we left off with a kasha that all the Rishonim are bothered with is that we seem to be in flagrant violation of Baal Tosef each and every Rosh Hashanah. Here we're trying to do as many mitzvahs as possible, and then we end up doing a big major aveira through the vehicle of Tkiyah Shofar itself. What a strange thing, because after all, in the Torah, a person only has to blow X amount of koilus. And again, you have to blow a few extras, we take suffix, but that's okay, that doesn't bother us. And then, all of a sudden, we start blowing more and more and more and more above and beyond the call of duty, because kachtik to vachamim, gavalt kashriga, what happened to the bomb of Baltosin. So we spent a lot of time on Thursday just trying to figure out what do we blow exactly, and why do we blow exactly. The kias to miyushim, the kias to umra, something to do with the sotah, and quite a lot of confusion. We had the Balamor's unique understanding that the real Tkiyah Shofar, Bizman Chazal, was actually a little bit different than the way we do it today. Bizman Chazal argued the Balamor that the Tkiyahs, I'll say the Brachas, were the real ones, and the ones after Musaf were the secondary ones, and there really was no Tkiyahs pre-Musaf. And the emphasis, notwithstanding that tremendous Harifas of the Balamor, Rubin the Rishonim didn't buy into that. Rubin the Rishonim say that what we do is exactly what they used to do in the olden days. That the first set of tkiyas are what are called the tkiyas to Yushuf. The second set are the tkiyas to Umar. The Afal Pichayim, Chazal say that although technically Minat Torah could really be Yotze with either one, Chazal did set up a strange scenario of being Yotze in a sense twice. And why do we do that? K'dil Avers HaSotah. So why is it, according to Rova Rishonah, why do we blow after Musaf? When Musaf's over, we blow more and more and more. Now it's been Hagim and 100 Kailas and the mothers of Sisera, so we'll give you a half dozen other reasons why we make up a few extra Kailas here and there at the end. But unlike according to the Balamor, that the Tkiyas after Musaf are really, really, really part of Zman Chazal, according to most Rishon, those Tkiyas are actually the least important of all the Tkiyas. They're actually only Bitarismitic, they're not really halakhli in nature. Bein Lefi Balamor, Bein Lefi Rav Rishonim, the reality is we are blowing above and beyond what the Torah requires. And what happened to Baal Tosef? And that's really Akash. That's really where Asuka begins. What happened to Baal Tosef? So there are two fundamentally different approaches to the Sugya. One is the approach of Tosis, and the other is the approach of the Rashba. We're going to mention Tosis first because it's on the page, and Tosis was the one who started the question. But actually, for the purposes of Asuka, we're going to really learn things a little bit backwards. We're going to learn the Rashba's shot, elaborate the Rashba's shot first. Let's just mention Tosis quickly. Tosef develops a theory about Baal Tosef, a fundamental theory about Baal Tosef, where Tosef says that Baal Tosef does not mean repeating a mitzvah. Baal Tosef means changing a mitzvah. One of the classic examples of Baal Tosef, and you want a fifth bias to the tefillin, and a fifth min to the Dalamidim, and a different kind of string to the tzitzis, that is the Sugya of Baal Tosef. You take the Chetz HaShom Mitzvah and you change the Chetz HaShom Mitzvah, that is what the Tosef is now doing. If you take the Chetz HaShom Mitzvah or the Ma'is HaShom Mitzvah and you just do it, and you do it again, and you do it a third time, maybe you're not doing your mitzvah performance, but in terms of Baal Tosef, there's a shibboleth. That's what Baal Tosef is. Baal Tosef is a shibboleth, not a repetition. That's what the word Baal Tosef is. Who wants to question this? From the Gemara itself. Remember one of the examples the Gemara gave potentially about this? If Amalei Abai Eliyata, what was Abai's kasha?
Stephen
the Sumash Bin Yashar, again, an Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed, because it's both of them, an Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to. Abayata, Yoshim, 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 According to Tosfos, is sleeping in the sukkah, eating the sukkah on the day of the sukkahs, is that closer to the model of repeating a mitzvah? Or is that closer to the model of changing a mitzvah? If you would have asked me, I would have said that's close to which model? That's just repeating. I didn't change. What did I change? So how does Tosfos from Shabbos Gemara? So of course, Tosfos understood that the zman ha-mitzvah is not just tangential to the mitzvah, but rather that defines the tzuris ha-mitzvah. The tzuris ha-mitzvah is the sukkah takes you shivas yom. Shivas yom is not just a technicality. Shivas yom in the days beginning from Tosfos of Tishrei, including with Kabbalah Tishrei, that is the tzuris ha-mitzvah. And therefore, if I, on my own, decide to sit in the sukkah for 8 days, what do? I just repeat a mitzvah. What do? And therefore, there is no difference of the halacha between a shini and a chafza and a shini and a zman. Both of those qualify, I categorize as about Tosfos. What Tosfos meant is a simple repeating of the mitzvah. That's not what Tosfos. So therefore, Tosfos defends the practice of us blowing the shofar on again and again. Well, if you start to blow different kind of kailas, you decide to blow that, you do the happy birthday or something, that's not the kind of thing of nuts. But simply blowing one kiss, one shofar, one shofar, it's not a shimer nisht in a chetza, nor in the zman, and therefore that's a simply called repetition of the shofar. So we're going to hopefully come back to this place at great length, maybe a little bit later today, possibly even tomorrow. But I want to focus on the second teretz of the Rishonim, and that's the famous teretz of the Rashba. The Rashba quotes Tosfos' teretz, nice teretz, not a bad teretz. But then the Rashba says, Mafini is 90, the question isn't even a question. The question doesn't get off the ground. Why is that, said the Rashba? What is the fundamental? Who saw the Rashba? What's the fundamental? You saw the Rashba? The Rashba says, well, basic means if you as an individual decide you're going to take an extra day, you're going to put another parashah in stone, you're going to add on the sukkahs, you as an individual decide you're going to blow more kailas, you'll be after what does it. But with a Chachamim Institute, a mitzvah bin the Rabbanon, of Tekiya Shofar, I'll say the Abrachis, or Tekiya Shofar, the Abbas Asad, whatever the Chachamim was, anything that's being done, the Torah's Shmiel at the Be'er Chachamim, that's what? That's not the Sukkot, that's not Parsh, that's possible Tosef. How do I know that is the Rashba? How do I know that the Rashba, that listening to the Chacham is not about Tosef? What can be about Tosef? That's exactly what we're supposed to do. How do you know we're supposed to do that? The Torah says that Parsh is we have to listen to the Chacham. But the Chacham will make it to come to blow extra colors. Chacham makes it on TV to be built. Chacham makes it on wash this back. Chacham makes it on the light there is Hanukkah. A Mechuyim would have to make it to listen to them. How in the same breath can you say, when you're alive, a Mechuyim puts to them, it's all I listen to them. It's a joke, it's a farce. So there's a steer, there's a contradiction between the Parshat of Torah about Tosfos and the Parshat of Torah about Sosser. So what's the answer to that contradiction? The answer is Moshe to Rashi. Well, Sosser is given for the Beis Din speaks, and Altaisa is given when who speaks? When the Yochid speaks. Who's an individual who decides to change the rule that you're not allowed to do? Ad Kan, Teres and Rashi. What do you see Rabbi say from Tosfos? No? Don't leave a die from Tosfos. Tosfos what? Didn't give this answer. What is clear as day? Yeah, that Tosfos held?
Doesn't think that
the result is cooler. What the Beis Din isn't religious, they don't have to do this. They're also bound by the mitzvah of Baal Tosef. According to the Rashba, Beis Din is a mufka for the Baish of Baal Tosef. According to Tosef, Beis Din has to keep the rules of Baal Tosef also. It happens to be that repeating, you know, is this year Baal Tosef. That's true. But to say that Beis Din is a mufka for the advice of Baal Tosef, so now we have a major machlokes thesis in the Rashba that goes way beyond Kiyas Shofar. How do we look at this Pesukim and Parshas Vaschana L'Sos L'Adavar? There's an issue there about Tosfos. Everyone agrees it's about Tosfos. And the Rashba's Chiddush Gadol doesn't apply to Beis Din, and Tosfos says, no, it doesn't apply to Beis Din. Anyone want to be Machriyah this? Anyone want to be Miraya, one way or the other? So I put a Ramban on the Maram Chaim. It's a very famous Ramban on Parshas Veschana. Look at the background of this Ramban. The Ramban is basing himself on a combination of a Gemara and the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, where Chazal raised the following question. So let's see. Very careful what the question was. So I'll paraphrase you the Gemara and the Bavli, and the Megillah Daf Yudalid. Well, the Gemara raises the following question. The Gemara says that, you know, for hundreds of years, 1,000 years, from the days of Matan Torah to the days of Mordechai the Esther, Klal Yisrael were privileged to have many, many Nevi'im. We know 48 Nevi'im who are recorded in Tanakh. What?
Is
it? But there were many, many more that we don't even know about, right? There are many, many more, hundreds of thousands of other Nevi'im, but at least 48 that we have recorded in Torah Shabbat in Nevi'im itself. Great Nevi'im, from Yeshua to Shmuel to Yishayahu to Treyas, so many great Nevi'im. And not one of the Nevi'im ever did what? Never added on the mitzvahs to the Torah. Kumt, two people, Mordechai v'Esther, and all of a sudden we find Hayomim Oel and Nizkarim v'Nasim v'Chaldor v'Adohor Mishpachom L'Kayeim Aleyam Liosos Mishnei Emir. All of a sudden we have a new Yom Tov for and the Kriyas and the Gilda, and the Suvus Purim, and the Shalach Manas, and the whole mitzvah Sayyim! A new Yantif, Gewalt, Geschwigit, who gave them the authority to institute such a thing? L'kayyei, Mishim Eperim, Ha'ilev, Ezbanayem, Kimu, V'kibloy, what's going on? Where did this happen? What happened to Judaism 101? What happened to the old Orthodox Judaism? You keep things the way they were in Torah, what's going on? This is innovation. It's not acceptable. This is not my cash, Chazal's cash. Chazal said, what gave Mordechai v'Esther the right to interpret the Yom Tov Torah? Atkan Kushus HaGemara. I don't want to get to the Teretz yet. We'll get that in a moment. I want to focus on what the question was. What was Chazal bothered with? What was bothering Chazal with this question? What gave Mordechai v'Esther the right to... Now, continue with me. It wasn't Mordechai v'Esther. It was Mordechai v'Esther who got the approval of who? It was instituted by Chazal. So what the Gemara is really asking us, how do we have the mechanism to institute the Yom Tov? According to who? According to what? According to Tosfos, Balei Kasha. Because according to Tosfos, Balei Tosfos applies to Beis Din also. And therefore, it's one thing to say that the Beis Din institute to blow a few more kiyas here and there in Rosh Hashanah. That's not a change. That's not something radical. That's just a repetition. And that's not all Balei Tosfos. But the institute of New York is, ain't the whole stuff to be done in the Zoom. Malach the air, another bias in its film is about this. Malach the air, a rose or two of the avenue is about this. The air of New York, you now know that didn't exist before, and now all of a sudden it's a New York is, and now we'll celebrate it, now we'll find it. I mean, super sadly, here's the news. Ain't the whole stuff to be done in the Zoom. And you can't fight behind, well, we're rabbis, and we're okay, we're allowed to do this, we're the base of the world. Well, let's do what it does is. I understand the Gemara is not being a perfect one. I have to say exactly what the kasha was. I'm not even sure why we celebrating Purim. I don't know the answer yet, but I understand the kasha. So that's where Ramban writes in his Parashat Chumash that the kasha of the Gemara was about Tosef Dikei Kasha. That kasha now, according to Rashba, who says when Beis Din speaks, there's a Mishkei about Tosef altogether. What's the most kasha? What is the word of all of them? Who here read this Ramad? Who here read the Gemara Masechet Megillah Daf Yudalev Ramad Kori? According to the Rashi and Rosh Hashanah and Daf Zayin and Daf Ches, there's no Baal Taisa from Beis Din from the Sabbath Kodesh. Why was the Gemara Hadas in China that there should have been for him? What was the problem? It wasn't Baal Taisa. So what's proud to have in the Gemara? So I want to put the Gemara into context in Masechet Megillah. We mentioned before the Gemara starts with Megillah Daf Yudalev, with the Ramban quotes, saying as follows: there were 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os recorded in Tanakh, and none of them were ever Meisif on the Mitzvah Satorah until Mordechai v'Esther came. What's bothering me about that Gemara? And then the Gemara posed the question: what gave Mordechai v'Esther the right to do that? What's bothering me about that flow of the Gemara? Tan Rabbanan. Memchas Neviim v'zayin Neviyas Amlam Yisrael Mitzmei Shabbeinu v'yad Achshav V'kul lo siyum ashkos b'tera Chutz b'dob azeh akris of the Gemara. What's bothering me?
They're not adding to the Torah.
You're giving me the answer. You're already 10 steps there. I don't want an answer yet. I'm not interested in answers. You ask me external questions. I want you to listen to the flow of the Gemara. Tana Rabbanon, Arabois taught, Memches Neviim, Bezai Neviyas. The one was good?
Makesha Neviim,
Tamar Chanestan. Yeah, I mean more than that, not just Makesha.
Who's related? You're talking about Neviim, Neviyas?
They're not.
Why is that historical statement relevant to our question?
Not the same
moment. No, you guys are asking on technicalities. I'm asking on a much more mobile.
What does it matter that they didn't do it before? Because maybe nothing like that happened.
This is a halachic question. We're trying to ask you a halachic question. Isn't the dilution of Korban Vadesh of Bates, right? That's the question. So before we get to that question, first we give you a class of Yushas. Is it as relevant as it's saying, I don't know,
other Marishos created getting it. Rami Nino, you know, Tanakated, James Hitchcock, and there's a Tiers Mitzrayim. And by the way, why did the word Tiers add on to the tradition? What in the world is this historical background? And I can't even deal with it. And I can't let the Nevi'im add it on finally. Why is this the prerequisite? Why is this the introduction to the question, the cloud?
The same they had no grounds.
The question was, it's an Isser of Bal Tosif. The Rashba says, Mishke Bal Tosif. I mean, Rashba, Rashad Bal Tizai, Rashad Bal Tizai, it's all places of amazing things. But there's another Isser. You know what the other Isser is? Who is not allowed to be Moisif in this center? For sure. Who is for sure Musar is not permitted under any circumstance? Who?
Yeah.
A Navi. If the Navi comes and says, I had a dream, I had a Gilishin, I had a Mar, I had a Ruwa, that we should, everyone should stand on their heads on Tuesday and say, Hashem, we should stand on their heads on Tuesday. You don't believe there's Navi? It's not a Hashem. Because the Shvarach already told us that the secret of the Navi came from Eilah HaMitzvahs. That's it. You know what I mean? That's it. Eilah HaMitzvahs. These are the two original ones. There's no big spoiler that seems to be hot that she gets to not be better. So it's the dad is the Gemara's kasha. Hey, wait a second. These two people, hold on, these are Mordechai and Esther. When they were mechadish as Chris and Gidlo, when they wear the hats of Chachamim, when they talk to the Beitin, what does the Gemara say about Megillah Sester? Megillah Sester is Beruach what? Beruach HaKadosh Shemar, Feshul Nebuah. It's really Beruach HaKadosh, it's divine inspiration. He's asking a different Kashal Gomeris with the Rashba. There's no question about what gave them the halachic koyach as Chacham to add on mitzvahs. That would have been, I know it's a silly Kasha. The Rashba, no one would have been bothered that Kasha. The kasha that's bothering us is, wait a second, if they're coming to tell us to be in the person of divine inspiration, you can't do that. That's exactly what presented in the introduction. Why? The introduction was critical, wasn't there? It was critical. The Gemara said, for 1,000 years we had Hagen and Vim who never ever dreamt of adding on to a mitzvah because you're not allowed to add on a mitzvah with Koyach HaNevuah. So what's going on with Chavi Esther? It's a different gasha than according to Taisus. It's about Taisus, a different gasha. According to Rashba, it's a Nevuah different gasha. It's a different kind of gasha than Gavin. Anyone who's coming in Afghanina? Who cares? The other day is a good gasha. Gasha is always a good gasha. I want another follow-up question. The Gemara has a whole to do, a whole tara in the Sefer Megillah about what gave us the right to institute the Yom Tov Purim. I mean, we didn't even get to the answer yet, but the answer is less relevant for us than the question. It was a whole attack and a whole ton of rock, a whole yelling between us. I want to ask my own cash. Have you cash? And 400 years later, the days of the cash really, and the institute of Chanukah, what we gave them the right into the Chanukah. Who thinks that's a good cash? Who thinks that's a terrible cash? Who thinks they want to ask that cash? Who knows they want to never ask that cash? You want to never ask the cash?
That's
it for Hanukkah. Anyway, you would never ask the Kasha, hey, what happened to Hanukkah? I'm being on.
What the answer to why you would never ask Hanukkah? Rashi says in the slide, you would never ask Hanukkah because Hanukkah you're right. What does that mean? What does that answer mean? The question was never a question on Beis Din. Was never a problem with Beis Din studying on a new mitzvah. As the Rashi says, Rosh Hashanah, Beis Din is a lot of why they quote, there's no Maltoisif for Beis Din. Beis Din is no sauce in Maltoisif. According to the Rashi, the Kasha of the Gemara was only Mitam Purim because Purim had that dimension of Nevuah, of Kedesh, of Kedesh. You get the Kasha before the year later, there was no more.
Why is that? You think it would be the opposite?
No, it's not. When somebody wants to misrepresent the Kasha,
it has to be based on the logic.
Oh, the basis is speaking. You and me, we're not talking any of the God. We're not talking any of the God. We're the minister of logic. That's okay. So if you know that the root of the Rashi, the first Kashrut is not about Tarisim. The first Kashrut is about any kind of question of Kaddish. And just the only point they were born that he has a question of Kaddish. What did that approach to the Yadusha look like in the Ramadan? What did that approach to Tarisim? The Gemara was asking about Tarisim, the question. So why doesn't the Gemara ask the question of Kaddish? What's the answer? Moshe, who said?
It was not. Like, it was a different kind of Ramadan.
Why did the Gemara ask the Kashrut? The Kaddish. Was the Gemara ready to do the answer for it? Yes, the Kasha for it is an answer, whatever the answer is not for it. It's the Kasha, it's the Kasha, it's the Kasha. So we have two totally different approaches how to read Megillah Daf Yedaleh, how to read the background of the dilemma of the Chanukah Purim sagas in light of this Machlekes Tais Narash. Everyone realize this, when you read Rosh Hashanah Kav Ches, how you read Rosh Hashanah Kav Ches can impact how you read Megillah Daf Yedaleh. Now, by the way, what's the answer to the Gemara? How can you institute Purim without Mishrikim? Anyone know what the Gemara answers? Very famous answer. How can you institute Purim? So the Gemara says, what? They found the Rebbe. What was the Rebbe in the Torah? So the Gemara Megillah, the Rabbi brought to Yerushalmi, but the Gemara Masechet Megillah has the following. The Gemara says that when Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, tell me the Yeshua. Describe to me what the Yeshua was in Kriyas Yamsuf. Is Kriyas Yamsuf such a life and death situation? What would have happened? Imagine the world for a minute. Let's go back and rewrite history. The world not taken. Kriyas Yamsuf wouldn't have happened.
They would have been slaves again.
They would have gone right back to slaves. And building pyramids would still be there. Havana and Mishuban and Lufa and Ryan. Nobody would have gotten killed. Still be around. Jewish people would still be around. We'd be slaves in Egypt still. And yet, even though the Yeshua was not so monumental, the stakes weren't so great, our lives weren't on the line, when the Yeshua happened, the Torah records Az Yoshev Moshe, and the Torah spends an entire parak of Chumash dedicated to Shiras Hayom, that's a halachic statement, not just a historical statement, the halachic requirement is, when a great Yeshua happens, you have to celebrate, you have to sing and praise the Kiddush Baruch. Was the Nes of Purim greater? Absolutely. You know why?
Because
it was
Yisrael Chaim. No.
You're not talking about the Kabbalah term. I'm talking about the Nes itself. The Nes was great. You know why? Because the stakes were higher. Because if Haman would have been successful, Christ would have been here today. So it was the following Kabbalah. May Avdus L'Cheiris Amim Shira. May Yisrael Chaim Lo Kol Shekein. Isn't it a kavacham? Isn't it more so that we have to celebrate when we have Yeshua and Misa Mechayim? And therefore, the reading of the Megillah is not a what? It's not a hosafa mashikos b'Torah. It is simply an application applying the rule of kavachomer, which is the din min haTorah, and therefore we take the din min haTorah of Azir Shemosha, the fact that the Torah emphasizes the Shiras Hayom, and we say this was not a hosafa of mashikos b'Torah. This is simply an application of a pre-existing divinatory.
But it's different.
So you want to argue that doesn't the Gemara realize that a Nes Nigla and a Nes Nistar are different?
Yeah.
And that is a Pirachat HaKavachayimah. So clearly the answer to that question is no. That may be true in terms of the manifestation of the Nes, but the Shira is set on the Yeshua aspect. The Shira is not set on the glory of the miracle per se,
The Yeshiva is a response to the danger that we were in. So the danger that we were in the days of Haman was greater than in the days of Paro.
So let's say with the Holocaust, could have been the Jews were wiped out, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
So why don't we have the requirement for that?
Okay, so there's a very, very big difference because in the days of Haman, so there was a total salvation of Klal Yisrael. Nobody got killed. Here in Nebuchadnezzar, we had a terrible, terrible tragedy that so many people, Klal Yisrael, were killed and then a few were remained behind, were remained alive. So it's hard to institute a Yom Tov or something in that magnitude. So Rabbi saying, when all the dust settles, the Gemara was bothered with some kasha, and again, we're not 100% sure what the kasha was. And there's a teretz, but what the kasha was interests us more for our sugya because according to half the Rishonim it was a kasha of Baltoisip, but the other half the Rishonim was a kasha of Ein Nevi Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so let's go back to our sugya. Let's go back to our sugya and analyze the Rashi a little bit closer. So the Rashi was telling us that there can't be Baltoisif on Mitzvah Sderabana. It can't be, it's impossible. Anyone see the Raya of the Rashba? Let's take a look at the third of the Maritimus again. The third line to the bottom of the page of Abamasha, Amducham Betigul Tzerich, Ekeb Baltoisif. Dikva Amri Torah, Piyatar Hashem Rucha. Then the Rashba skips down to the fourth line. At the top of the back of the page. What about Tigrul Tzerich? If you go on Yom Tov Shavuot Shoshana Shachalias B'Shabbes, I'm going to have to return Tigrul, I'm going to go to Shlom Lit Koya. The Chalaz Olit Tzerich. But when I'm with Tzerich, roll it, come on, lach, let go, mitzvah shvot, and chacham, and lach, also can't do it. The Rosh Hashanah, I'll bring you Raya Brura. There were never Chazal on the Sakh, it's something with Tzerich. It's not for about Tzerich. I'll bring you Raya, says the Rosh Hashanah, from the other half of about Tzerich. Two people, two people, two
Another place the Torah says, Zichron Shulam Kokarit. Zichron means not the bone, rather than talk about the bone. Think about the one thing the brothers. Mishami says, Kan the Shabbos, Kan the Chol. That Min HaTorah says, Mishami also show up on Shabbos. And the Bible he quotes that in rejects it, because it's not true. Min HaTorah is no show up, maybe Mishami says the Chol. There's no difference in Yom Tov, Zichron, same thing. So why, according to the Talmud Bible, and we pass the law, why don't we go show up on Shabbos? That's the reason. With the Rabbanu what? Is there any difference to carry the shofar? Okay, famous, Achayi Baba the Shofar. Anyway, anyone know, we do something in our Tavi, the Rosh Hashanah calls the Shabbos, it sounds, that's more to Shabbos than the Baba. Anyone know? It's something that we do in Agnes Chatzimah, the Rosh Hashanah calls that Shabbos, both in Shabbos, and actually both in Kiddush, that much more than sing with Yishalim than the Baba.
Didn't it happen last year? Do you
remember? Oh, the same Zichon. But did the Lama Shalom be you, we have a Yom Zikaron Hazeh, no one. So on a weekday we say Yom Shua, Yom Kodesh, on Shabbos we say Yom Zichron Shua, Yom Kodesh. So that distinction, from Shem Kof, the Gaon, you've got such a distinction, that's much, much more in sync with the Yushalmi's idea, that there really is a difference in our Torah between Yom Shua and Zichron Shua. So we somehow adopted that minute, even though it doesn't exactly fit into the way we pass the Namach and the Namach. So how much I see passing for such a Rashi that we don't go show from the Rabbah? So the Rashi has a strange, strange question. The Rashi says, "Why do you don't go show from the Rabbah?" The Torah says the law, and you're not growing. Isn't that a violation of what? Who made the kasha? The Baal Tikva. The Torah says you're low, and you're saying not to grow. That's a violation of Tikra. Yes, the Rashi. So what's the answer? What's the outcome? What's the answer? Zeman, what do you see from this? The Menachem Chaim tells you, Zishke Baltigro. So it says the Rashi in the same breath. Zishke Baltigro, that's Zishke what?
But it's not supposed to be. Rashi says, I mean, arise from the fact that the Yom Kippur Shabbos and nobody ever was bothered with Kasha from Batibra. You see, Chlor, that the Parshas of Batibra never given the Mason. We're given the Yechidim not the Mason. That's the Rashi's famous Shai from Batibra. Anyone has Kasha in this Shai? Who will sort of Shai? Who will sort of Shai the Rashi? Who will be sticking the whole Shabbos down the Shai? What do you do with Shabbos? No, give me a kasha. One kasha, two kashas.
Oh, what about
Shmuel Tavis
and Shmuel
Tavis?
Just because people didn't use it, that means that you get a raya from that. How does the Rashba get a raya from people not asking something?
No. He's saying Chazal clearly took Kishofer and threw it out the window on Shabbos. Minat Torah Bechuv to blow, and the rabbis say not to blow. 2 years ago, did you blow? In your shul, did you blow?
No.
Well, you're about Tigranik. So Torah said, Rashi says, the answer is that it's not about Tigra for Yechid, for Fitzib, or for Beis Din. I have two kashas in the Rashi. I don't understand the Rashi. Bechlal. Not doing a mitzvah is about Tigra. What is about Tigra? Give me an example about Tigra. We gave a few examples about Tigra. Give me an example about Tigra. Let's say a guy comes to shul on Sukkot and he says, I don't like a rubbish. They're not so pretty. I'm a lulav, esrog, and hadassim guy. So Dos is about Tigra. A guy walks to the shul and says, you know what? Everybody else was wearing four parshas of tefillah. I want to stand out a little bit. I'm going to have three parshas. I don't know. Parshas b'haya kibiyacha. I don't remember what that parsha means anyway. Well, we don't need that parsha. We're good. Three out of four is good enough. 75 of the test is not bad. So that's about Tigra. This state, where does it say that not doing a mitzvah is called about Tigra? Alesha Kasha. I'm afraid to ask this question. Has anyone ever missed Zman Kriya Shema in their life? Don't put it in. You violation about Tigra. You are Garei a mitzvah Taira. Alesha, another question. Has anyone in their entire life ever mevatel Torah for 1 second? No, in Russia, no in this room. There's a mitzvah mevatel Torah of limud Torah. Now you're mevatel Torah right now, give out! I just saying, you mevatel Torah for that 1 second, give out! See, over Baltigra. Every lack of a mitzvah sassy is a Baltigra. I never heard of such a thing. So tell the Rash for that. Just tell the Rash. That's what the Sheikh is arguing. Yes, he doesn't know what the Rash was talking about. The Rashi is being a raya from not doing a mitzvah essay, does his baltikra. And therefore, Zevin, from there, you see from here that the Bezin has the koyach to tell you to violate baltikra. It's not called baltikra, the Bezin is being a
word. It's different, though.
What?
You're saying you don't have to do it.
So Chara, you're answering the Shaggy. I was saying there's a big difference in a guy who overslept and missed my Krishma, or a guy who had a stirred iced coffee for morning standards, so he's been about Torah. Big difference in that, and saying that we're here by making a new religion. The new religion is called, you know, it says the machzer when you get to Tkiya Shofar on Shabbos, omit the blowing of the shofar on the Sabbath. Really? That's what it says in the machzer? Art scrolls of violin and baltimore. The Torah says to blow, and the art scrolls say nish to blow. The art scrolls are violation of baltimore. That's what the Rashba means. That's another kasha, says the Shem Tzad. Bomb kasha. Bomb kasha. Against the Rashba. Anything. The Torah says you have to blow shofar on Shabbos, and the rabbis say no. This does not sound to be like Orthodox Judaism. I thought we follow what a Kodesh Baruch Hu says. Rabbis change the rules, really. How did that happen exactly? And when the rabbi tells you to drive on Saturday, you're allowed to listen to them also? How come the rabbis are allowed to tell you not to blow shofar? They can't tell you not to drive. They can't tell you to drive to shofar on Shabbos. What's the difference? So comes the Gemara Yevamos and says that Yesh Koyach Biyad Chachamim Lakwa Dovim in HaTorah. What are the next three magic words? V'shei V'Altasa. That the Torah Kedoshah gave the Rabbanim the Koyach. Part of the parasha listening to Chachamim is that the Chachamim can uproot a mitzvah in the Torah as long as it's being done in a passive manner. V'shei V'Altasa. Chazal can tell us don't blow shofar in Shabbos and we're mechuyav to listen to them. Anyone give me a few other examples? Chazal told us not to do this. Sit back passively and not to do things. What else did they tell us? Okay, wait a minute. Yeah, okay, that's it. A loaded one. Give me another easy one. Don't blow shofar on Shabbos. What else do you do on Shabbos? Don't shake lulav. First day of Sukkot. Whenever the first day was shofar on Shabbos,
first of Simchas Shabbos. It's always the same thing, it's 2 weeks later. So comes the Torah Kedosh and says, Kachtem Lachem Bayeda Rishon. Moshe Rabbeinu is standing there and waiting and watching in Shemayim, they're waiting for all the Jews to shake lulav and no one shake lulav. Why? Because the Beis HaGadol made a takana, don't shake lulav on Shabbos, because they are Hashem, you have your Renadal Ham, so afraid you can carry the lulav. The Torah says, shake the lulav, and the rabbi said, Datu. I'm listening to the rabbi for you. Give me another example. I need only Bnei Chutz Lo'aretz for this one. Next, so keep out of this for a second. Okay?
Try.
It's too complicated. I don't want to start with the Chassidim now. Too complicated. Shavuos was a couple of weeks ago, right? A couple of months ago was Shavuos, right? So the second day Shavuos.
It's raining,
I guess. It's raining. Second day Shavuos in Chutz Lo'aretz, okay? Only Bnei Chutz Lo'aretz please answer this question. Who here put on tefillin on the second day of Shavuos? Who here put on tefillin on the second day of Shavuos? I hope the answer to that question is nobody. With the exception of Bnei Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, the Bnei Chutz Lo'aretz and not, but why not? What did Kadosh Baruch Hu say? Is it Yom Tov Min HaTorah?
No.
We know that Min HaTorah is not Yom. We know it's the real day of Rosh Chodesh. We know when the 50th day after Pesach is. We know it's not really Yom Tov. But the Rabbanan, there was a Takanas Chacham called Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius. So we have to daven, we have to Kirtan Melacha, we have cheesecake, we have everything. I'm sure like Yom Tov. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, put on tefillin. What's the answer? Yesh koyach b'yach chomim what? Finish the sentence. La kodav in the Torah what? Sheid al ta'aseh. Ober b'kum ba'aseh, the Beis has no koyach. So let's say the greatest rabbis in the world all get together and they decide it's a great idea for everybody to drive to the synagogue on Saturday. We think it's in the best interest of Judaism to drive to the synagogue on Saturday. Even if the Beis HaGadol would say such a thing, what's the din? You're not allowed to listen to them. They have no koyach, they have no shlita, they have no authority to make such a statement. Ein koyach biyarcham lachadam in the Torah. What's the words? Ein koyach what be bekum vaseh. So there's an important distinction in Gemara Masechet Devar Masechet Test Mitzayik. Yesh koyach b'shev al tasa, but nish koyach bekum vaseh. Who has a kash now on the Rashba? Rashba's trying to bring you a raya that the parsha from Bal Tosef doesn't apply when Beis Din speaks. I bring you a raya because Bal Tosef doesn't exist because Bal Tikva doesn't exist. And I bring you a raya, Bal Tikva doesn't exist because if Bal Tikva existed, how could we not blow shofar in Shabbos? I don't see the Rashi B'chol. The fact that we don't blow shofar on Shabbos, it is Bal Tikva. It's a flagrant violation of Bal Tikva. You know why we're allowed to violate Bal Tikva? What's the answer? Because Bal Tikva is violating in what manner? Sheva Tasa. By not doing the shofar, we're violating Bal Tikva. Yesh koyach b'yarcham lakadam b'netorah b'wat? B'sheid al-tasa. How in the world did the Rashba know to extrapolate from the fact that we're allowed to violate Bal Tikva, we're allowed to violate the Chalil Lachal, there's no comparison at all. There is no rule that there's no Bal Tosef, no Bal Tikva by Chachamim. There's no such cloud. Chacham is also Jewish. You have to keep mitzvah Torah also. The reason why we're allowed to not sit around and not blow shofar and Shabbos has nothing to do with Beis Din being mufka from Bal Tosef and Bal Tikva. The reason why we don't blow shofar on Shabbos is because it is violation of Bal Tikva. You're right. It's a flagrant violation of Bal Tikva b'shei Bal Tasa. So what's the Rashba talking about? Who here read this Rashba? Who here asked this guy? This is a portion. This is his eyes cash against the Rashba. Doesn't know what the Rashba's talking about. And what's the answer to the Rashba, the end of the Rashba? What are all the examples of Yeshka b'yacham lachad over b'shei Bal Tasa? Give me them again. Shofar, lulav, tefillin, they're all examples of what? What kind of mitzvahs? Mitzvahs F. Aseh. What would the din be? A mitzvah los aseh that happens to be by a quirk, by a fluke, violated b'shev al tasa. Normally mitzvahs aseh are, b'shev al tasa. But what if I have a los aseh that's violated b'shev al tasa? The Rashba apparently was of the opinion that a kayach yacham lachad b'netor b'shev. If it's a los aseh. And therefore the Rashba thought that, hey, wait a second, if the Chazal are telling us to violate Bal Tikva, they don't have the authority to tell us to violate Bal Tikva. It must be that it's not what? It's not Bal Tikva altogether. Oh, why isn't it Bal Tikva? Because Bal Tikva doesn't speak to Chachamim. Oh, Bal Tikva doesn't speak to Chachamim, then what else doesn't speak to Chachamim? Bal Tikva. For Baruch Hashem, the Rashba is Abu Kami Yom Kishon, the Rashba, the Gdal, the Gerayel, the Fishi Tassar. So Rabbi said, back that story. We just want to know one thing. I just want to know. Can I blow those extra koilas? The rabbis told me to blow them. What gives me the right to blow them? What happened to Baltaisim? So Taisim says it's not Baltaisim because it's repetition, not change. According to Rashba, it's based in not Yechidim. So two very, very different approaches. I want to just as an aside here, part of Ayat Zahara is a
little aside. How did he get to Baltaisim?
Because if it's no Baltigra when Taisim speaks, then it's no Baltaisim, Baltigra or a package deal. Same person. I just want to ask you as an aside, is there a third possibility? When Beis Din institutes certain things, is there Baal Taisim or not Baal Taisim? So the Rashba says, no Baal Taisim. Beis Din speaks, forget Baal Shabbat. There's zero Baal Taisim when Beis Din speaks. And Taisim says it's absolutely 100% bona fide Baal Taisim. Is there a third possibility?
Like sometimes would be a good
sometimes. Sometimes, yes, sometimes not. For good old answer, sometimes. Can anyone give me what the sometimes would depend upon? Sometimes when Beis Din speaks, there is Baal Taisim, and sometimes when Beis Din speaks, there's not Baal Taisim.
Maybe they're buying their eyes on?
It's clear that they're not trying to say the Torah.
Oh, who are you calling?
Ritzel?
According to Rambam. I don't know who you're calling. There's a Rambam Hukas Mamrim that says that is there Baltoisif a Beis Din? It depends. It depends how they formulate it in the Rabbanim. If the Beis Din comes forward with the following, it says, listen, the Torah Kedosha said there were 39 Melachis. There are obvious and there are toldos, there are deraisas, and we as rabbis feel that it's not a very good idea to move pencils on Shabbos, because if you move a pencil, that's you're going to write with a pencil. So we're going to hear by institute, isn't there abundant to move a pencil? That's perfectly legitimate, that's what Beis Din did all the time. Or Beis Din makes the following statement. The Torah says, it's Pesach, it's Shavuos, the Sukkos, or Shani, and Kippur, and we're going to institute a new yontif called Chanukah and Purim. We're not telling you it's deraisa, it's not in the Torah. We, based on the good reasons that we thought necessary, instituting Kriyas HaMegillah and others, there's Chanukah and Halal.
Isn't that what they
did? Wait, hold on. If that's what they do, says the Rambam, that's perfectly okay. That's perfectly legit. And if you don't listen to them, you're talking violation of Sos Radosh, you can this one. But what the Beis Din is not allowed to do is the following. Beis Din is going to get up and they can make the following din. There's an issa d'araisa to move pencils on Shabbos. They're going to tell everybody, they're going to misrepresent the Dinat Torah. They're going to get up and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to light Neres Chanukah. Says the Rambam, if the Beis Din HaGadol institutes a Din d'Rabbanan and misrepresents it and fakes us out by presenting it as a d'araisa, that is a violation of catch this one, of what? That's both. So in the scheme of things, the Machlekes Taisa and the Rashba, where does the Rambam fit? Somewhere in the middle. He's not the Rashba who says, there's no Baltosis for Rabban, finished. Rabbis, Taisa and Rabban is not subject, it's not kof to Baltosis. No. He's not the Taisa who says that every single Dindra Rabban is Baltosis, you have to figure out why it's not, and you got to turn the world upside down to figure out why it's not. No. The Rambam says, it depends. Sometimes yeah, and sometimes no. It all depends on presentation, and how they're packaging it. But the packaging is it as a din deraisa, then we're in trouble. If they're presenting it for what it is, then it's okay. Anyone have any idea under the sun what the source of the Rambam is? It's a very, very fascinating source. It's a source that goes back to the beginning of time. It's something that we're still suffering from. Ad HaYayim HaZeh. The Chait of Adam HaRishon. Listen to the following discussion that took place between Chava and the snake. The snake, the Nochash, the baby, says to Chava, says, oh, the Baruch Hu said, we call it tonight, you shouldn't eat anything, don't eat any of the fruit. So what does she say? No, we're not eating the other fruit, apples, oranges, pears, but we're not eating everything. Well, the Eitz Hadas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what? Ki Amar Elokim, Lo tochlu menu, what? What else does she say? Oy, oy, oy. Let's see, well, don't touch it. Penalty marker down. What did she do wrong?
Yeah,
didn't touch it. Didn't touch it. So comes the Gemara Sanhedrin says, she added on to the petition. What should have happened was as follows. If I was in Gan Eden, if I was in Marishan, I would have said, you know, it's a great idea not to touch the Eitz HaDaas. Let's make a din catch this one, a din a strange phrase. Adinu derabbanan, don't touch the Eitz Hadas. You know why? As a gezeira derabbanan, because you may come to do what? To eat the Eitz Hadas. If that would have been the presentation, that would have been the formulation, that would have been great. That would have made a lot of sense. The mistake of Adam and Chava was that they blurred the lines between what a Kadosh Baruch Hu said and what they as human beings added on. Now I do that. That's a misrepresentation. That's a forgery of the Dvar Hashem. It's a zeal for the Dvar Hashem. To say that a Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Lo Sigun Bai is Taka, not Emes. It's not a bad idea. It's actually a very good idea. Not to touch the Eitz Hadas. But don't blame it on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And because of that mistake, we still have to go to work today. We have to make up our nasim and zayas bechal toch alechem. Our wives have a pain where they have babies. All the tzars that we have, adayim and zayah, because of the hosafa al Torah. So the mafarshim say, according to the Ram, that's the mukhra. You see that the Shbaruch Hu doesn't want us to misrepresent din drabana din deraisa. Make them all the din in the world you want, but don't misrepresent them. So I have one kasha left in this sugya. According to Tosis, who asked the Kasha, it's about Tosif, right? So Tosif said, no, it's just repeating a mitzvah. But according to Tosis, what about all the other Dinim D'Rabbanan? The other 10,000 Dinim D'Rabbanan, why aren't they about Tosif? Why are they about Tosif? So the Gemara answered in Megillah about Purim and maybe Hanukkah, that was unique because that's not really how Sofa. That's a fulfillment of the bit of Yashem Moshe. What about all the other Dinim D'Rabbanan? I don't understand. We don't move Muktzah about Tosif. We don't need chicken and milk together about Tosif. What happened about that quick Tosif? Why isn't all those about Tosif? So clearly Tosif must understand. The Ramban himself, a bunch of his kind of points out. Gezeiros derabbanon are not about Tosif. When Chazal say don't do certain things, gezeiros, you're going to violate a mitzvah Torah, that's exactly what the Torah wants. The Shomer's Mishpati, there's a din ha-yasus yom ha-Torah, we're supposed to make isurim derabbanon. That's not about Tosif. Why is Tosif having us a chanuk about Tosif and Tekiah Shaif? This is not a gezeiros derabbanon. What is this? This is a mitzvah, they call it an active mitzvah, that's for Tosef. So Tosef has to explain, no, this is not for Tosef because it's just repetition. And Tosef has to explain in Megillah, it's not for Tosef because it's an application of Az Yoshe Moshe. So even according to Tosef, with the biggest machmirah about Tosef, even during the Rabbanim are subject about Tosef, Tosef would agree, as the Ramban Chumash points out, as the Siyam of Elul Gzeim is part of the Nap of Tosef. So when all the dust settles, everyone agrees there is a koyach of Chacham to make certain dinim. We have Chanukah, we have Purim, we have Tesedayim, we have not eating chicken and milk, we have Mukta, Bishlakam. Everyone agrees we have a whole array of Dinim Derabbanan. What happened to Baal Tosef here? So we have three different approaches to Gedalia Rishon, what the answer to that question is. How do Dinim Derabbanan exist in light of Baal Tosef? So the Rashba is the easiest answer. What does the Rashba say? Yeah, when Chachamim speak, Baal Tosef ends. Baal Tosef for Yechid and Nafid and Nafid Eizvim. According to the Rama, what's the answer? It's a modified Rashba. It means it's not that when the Chacham speak is not about Tosef. According to the Rambam, when the Chacham speak and don't do what? And don't credit to be a deraisa, they don't misrepresent it, then it's okay. And according to the Machmirim, Tosef and the Ramban, who say that there is about Tosef by Dinim Drabbanan under all circumstances, so Taka, how come we find the whole array of Dinim Drabbanan but not? So either you have to say that there's some kind of a kiyum deraisa, like in the sugya of Megillah, that's like Az Yoshe Moshe, it's an extension of deraisa. Or you have to fall back on the Ramban says in Parshas Eschanan, that it's a gezeiros. Gezeiros is not about Torah, it's a susyag b'Torah. So when all the dust settles, everybody agrees that the way we practice Judaism today, with Dinim Derabbanan, is not b'Torah. Clearly not b'Torah. We're just not quite sure why. We don't know whether the correct answer to that question is the Rashba's pshat, or the correct answer to that question is the Rambam's pshat, or the correct answer to that question is the Torah of the Ramban's pshat. But everyone agrees it's not b'Torah. So this is again just the introduction to our sugya. We've got to get back to Kishoy for now. So we have two different approaches in the Gedalia Rishonim as to why there's no Baal Tosef in Kishoy for, either based on the Rashba, based on Tosef. So we spent the bulk of the Shia today on the Rashba. I'm going to go back to Tosef for a second and lead into tomorrow. Taisa said, repetition of mitzvahs is b'chal matatas. Not even on the radar screen matatas. And Taisa begins to prove this to you from some very, very strange proofs. They start talking about eating extra matzah, making bigger sukkis, and they start to extrapolate the tefillin from the alamidim. Taisa creates a whole tefillin as to what is called repetition and what's called the shini hatzuras on mitzvah. So hopefully with some tomorrow, we have to fine-tune this Taisa. A very, very difficult Taisa. Taisa tries to fill in the blanks in the bottom of Chesed Leveis within their shita. They did not go down the root of the Rashi. Within their shita is that Taisa that what's saving you from Al Taisa by Tekei Shofar is repetition versus shinoi, versus change. How do you know, how do you fine-tune what's called repetition, what's called change? So we got a lot of work to do. Hopefully with some tomorrow, we'll try to finish up the Sugi Bapas. Okay. Okay, take care, guys. Thank you.